I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Camp San Luis Obispo. Come along and join me for a conversation with Brigadier General Larry K. Adams. He's the commanding general of the California State Guard. We met up at the Camp San Luis Obispo ceremony honoring the officer candidate graduates. Brigadier General Adams brings more than 4 decades of military leadership in his current role in the State Guard. His military journey began in July 1982 when he enlisted as a combat infantryman. After reclassifying as a finance specialist, he was selected by the U.S. Army's prestigious Green to Gold program and earned his commission as an armor officer upon graduating as a distinguished military graduate from Wright State University. Throughout Adams' career, he has held numerous command and staff assignments worldwide, including key leadership roles with the 9th Infantry Division, the 34th Armored Regiment, 15th Cavalry Regiment, and the 191st Infantry Brigade. His final active duty post was as the deputy commander and commander of the Defense Contract Management Agency, Middle East, based in Kuwait. Come along and join General Adams. General Adams, what an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Absolutely. It's good to be here.
Curious about your background.
Yeah, so pretty much after high school, I joined the Army, enlisted guy, 11 Bravo 10, and I was a soldier, an NCO. I did infantry for a few years, and then I switched to a new branch, finance, and I was able to do some college courses at night. And you know, going from a combat arms to admin job, I guess my leadership skills stood out. I was recommended to go to a program called Green to Gold. Went to Wright State University, ROTC graduate, distinguished military graduate, and got a regular Army commission in the Armor Corps.
When you started out, did you ever imagine you'd become a general?
No, I really didn't. I didn't really count on that. I took it actually just one day at a time, yeah. And I enjoyed it, and my leadership skills came out. But as far as where I'd end up at, I was just planning on doing my 20 years and getting a nice retirement and going and doing something fun.
Right.
And something fun just ended up being the military, and I just kept going. They kept promoting me, so yeah. So
that's really cool. So here we are, you're still going.
Yeah.
We're here at an OCS graduation at Camp San Luis Obispo. So tell us how you connect with OCS.
You know, since I became the commanding general of California State Guard, one of my things or key areas, focus areas, has been to professionalize the force. So, you know, I've done a lot of work with improving the quality of our NCO and officer courses across the board, and even our continuous learning courses. But as far as officers, I believe officership is very important. Our service members deserve great leadership, and not just good leadership, great leadership. And so I take a personal interest in all the officer candidates we have. I've been to every phase of these officers who got commissioned today's training and observed it, and in fact, taught a couple of classes. Again, take a personal interest. So from seeing them from start to pinning on their bars is really important to me, and to make sure that we got the right leaders on the board. There were some people who quite just didn't make it because they didn't have what it took to be leaders today.
What are some of the qualities that are most important today?
For these young officers, it's selfless service. And all of them, to a flaw, are servants first, and they know that, and they are servant leaders. And I look for those qualities in an officer, not just that they want to pin the bar on and wear the rank and walk around, that they genuinely care about the job that they're doing and want to take care of their people. So, yeah, like I said, I took a personal interest in their training.
That's really fascinating. How many OCS schools are there in the state?
So we do the State Guard OCS, and then the National Guard has their own version of OCS as well.
So every State Guard comes to Camp San Luis.
Yeah, so they kind of chew the same ground, have the same experiences.
And then you talked a little bit about ROTC, ROTC. Mm-hmm. How does that dovetail?
Well, you know, the trainings are very different in that in ROTC, you're there for a couple of years and you're with your cadre for a couple of years. Here, this OCS, we kind of pack all that into 1 year. It's a lot for them to take in that 1 year. And that's how we tell we're getting a good quality officers. They keep up. Again, in ROTC, you know, that was a couple of years of getting kind of the same curriculum. So it comes at them really fast.
Recruits today, how do they differ from your time?
Yeah, it's a different generation. What I appreciate about these officers is they're older than the average second lieutenant. So, you know, I don't really have the Gen Z, except for in the field. But these officers are kind of pretty much the same quality as coming out, you know, when I did, as far as attitude, spirit, dedication to their country. You know, that's kind of getting lost. We're getting generation removed from people who've had family members that served, and it's becoming really rare. But these folks that are coming in now and the folks that we just commissioned, they have a tie and a connection that I'm afraid going forward we're going to lose. So it's really important for me to get a good example of that out there.
How do you tamp down that curve and keep that momentum going for the next generation?
At my level, all I could do is be an example. I try to be the example. And, I take on a lot of responsibilities to go out and do civic activities so people can see me in service in uniform and at least have that in their head as an idea that this is possible. And so my piece of it is being vocal, being seen.
Again, briefly, here at Camp San Luis Obispo, what are some of the key training modalities that recruits for OCS go through here?
We have a whole curriculum that focuses on basic leadership tenets, the tactical skills as far as mission planning, troop leading procedures, and then we also have physical fitness as well. We do pretty much everything except for the marksmanship, and that's is more by regulatory constraint.
What do you think are some of the most important qualities that you look for in OCS candidates today?
Yeah, so the quality that I look for, again, is servant leadership and the ability to want to learn. And when you find someone who hasn't got to the point where there's nothing you can teach me, then they're trainable. And even me, I still learn every day. I learn something new every day. And that's the quality I look for, servant leadership and willingness to learn.
Anything you want to add, General Adams, before we go?
No, I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out. You know, I just say, like, again, that's what I think is important. You know, people like you who have these podcasts get the word out. And to a newer generation, hopefully, they're getting that idea of service to their nation. Again, that's really being lost. And, you know, COVID and things like that, kids were at home. They didn't get that sense of community and camaraderie. And that's, you know, again, I'm really concerned about. But like I say, I do my part. You're doing your part. We'll get the word out, and hopefully we'll get some more service-minded people coming in behind us, because you're a veteran too. So, you know, I know you have a vested interest in making sure we have a strong defense for the country.
General Adams, thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. This was fun. Thanks a lot.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Camp San Luis Obispo.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.